This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited to join us here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We'll give you our toll-free numbers as well as the Skype username here in moments. Lots of interesting stuff in the news to talk about with you tonight, and in the studio with you, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
All right. So you can join us here online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, will robots be taking your job rather than an immigrant?
They took our job!
It might be happening.
What about robot immigrants?
Well, then that could be another class to be discriminated against.
Aren't those technically imports?
But first, Daryl, you wanted to tell us about the latest from the Malheur Oregon Wildlife Refuge, where for listeners who might not have been paying attention for the first month of the year to the news, there were a few dozen occupiers that had armed up and had taken over the wildlife refuge without, I guess, any federal agents, federal wildlife workers there. They just sort of took over and abandoned, or at least for the winter time.
No, it was closed for a weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was okay. Only closed for the weekend. I don't know why people keep saying it was closed for the winter. It was closed for the weekend. They went over New Year's weekend.
I did not know about that. Okay, got it. And they took it over.
It was January 2nd. How did you not know it was New Year's weekend?
Well, I didn't know it was only closed for the weekend.
You didn't know how long the facility was closed for.
It seemed like a pretty desolate place, and didn't know that it was. You know, some places close down for the wintertime. You know, there's a campground here in New Hampshire that closes down for the winter, and they reopen in the springtime. But anyway, they took over this federal wildlife refuge. They had guns, and that's one of the things that made them a little more different than your typical occupiers, who many of them would eschew having weapons with them.
Yes.
But otherwise, there really wasn't that much of a difference. It was still a similar concept of occupying federal territory, and they ended up, some of them got arrested. A lot of them did, actually.
25.
Really? Have there been that many at this point?
Yes.
Okay, so a couple of dozen of them have been arrested. I don't know if there are anyone who, I don't know if that means that anyone got away without an arrest at this point. There were at least a few dozen people that were there.
There
apparently.
Were probably some that got away without getting arrested, because I heard reports at one point they claimed there were upwards of 100.
Yeah, but that was never really confirmed.
It was never really confirmed, but after the first arrest, until the final arrest, you know, a lot of people wound up leaving.
A couple of our listeners actually went up there, and I guess they haven't been arrested yet, so that's a good thing. They went up during the, I guess, more of the peak time when there were a lot of people there, and they said there were only a few dozen people, so maybe like three dozen or something like that. So maybe if you went there in the very beginning days when there were too many people to where the feds couldn't know who they all were, you could have gotten away with not being arrested, but if you stayed toward the end, then you probably definitely ended up getting arrested. And now there's an update on the cleanup operations, because we had seen some of the video footage taken by some of the occupiers there, and things looked kind of messy on the inside of the wildlife refuge. Like, they didn't leave that place better than they found it, I don't think.
And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is saying that they expect to spend an additional $4 million to clean up the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. And hoping to have it open to the public again after the 41-day takeover. Workers have removed, quote, mountains of trash from the buildings since the standoff ended on February 11th. They say there's still plenty to do. Holes had been punched in walls. Office equipment was destroyed. And there was a large hole in the occupiers, or a large hole that the occupiers used for defecation after the water pipes burst in the main building.
Whoa.
Wildlife experts say the damage goes beyond what's immediately in front of them. Biologist Linda Beck said 3 years' worth of work to combat carp in the refuge waterways had been destroyed. She hasn't been able to keep the invasive species from overpopulating. She said, the hardest thing was not being able to plan, so we didn't know if it was going to last 2 days, 2 months, or longer. Just the kind of waiting game, and in science, you need to plan ahead. Fish and Wildlife Director Dan Ash said that cleanup and renovations will cost nearly $4 million, with an additional $2 million being spent during the standoff itself, including housing the 17 refuge employees and hotels for the weeks that the occupiers started threatening them. Local police agencies have not totaled their cost yet.
Now, is that because the refuge employees normally live at the refuge? Why else would you have to house them in hotels?
Well, if somebody's threatening them and they know where they live, you don't want them staying in their house.
I don't think anyone was threatened.
Well, that's
what it just says. They had to put the employees in a hotel because occupiers threatened them. So the claim is they were threatened.
Okay.
So if somebody is having life threat or death threats against them,
I see what you're saying.
And the person that's making the threat knows where they live, in theory, you don't want the person being at their house.
Huh.
You want them being at some place that no one knows
all the time
where
and
they
everybody
are.
Knows where I live. Come on, don't be wimps.
Well, I think that there is certainly, when you deal with the government, they're going to overestimate cost, obviously.
Yes.
So it probably isn't going to cost $4 million to clean up this wildlife refuge, at least if you brought some private company in, you had bids, somebody could, lower, I'm sure, do it for $1 million or whatever the amount would be, $500,000. I mean, really, you're talking about trucking out a bunch of junk and filling in some holes.
It's easy to spend $4 million when management steals $3.5 million. So I think the government could easily spend $4 million on the project.
Oh, they're going to spend the $4 million, no doubt about it. But I question whether or not that's what it would actually cost if any of us did the job.
And the lawyer, and this isn't from this article, it's from one that I had read elsewhere, the lawyer for the Bundys and the other people that wound up getting arrested, he's questioning where they're coming up with this figure.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, it's not just cleaning up the inside, but there were trenches that were dug.
That's
and
true.
A lot of stuff outside. So, new paths were made, and we have to put trees back where those were. And
they did have a digging machine out there, and you can see them in the video that they were streaming live, that one of them was at least one or two of them were operating this, caterpillar device or whatever that was moving earth around. So they definitely were digging some holes out
there. So whatever digging was done needs to be undone.
Right.
So I can see a lot of labor that needs to be done, but I don't think it's going to wind up being $4 million. Plus, that doesn't include whatever amount of money the FBI spent. This says that the local police agencies have not totaled their costs. The FBI also hasn't totaled their costs. So we really don't know how much this is going to wind up costing taxpayers.
Well, I've got a suggestion. How about if they save the $4 million, shut down the wildlife refuge, and sell it to somebody who has the money to operate it?
Or just give the land back to the people that they took the land from in the first place, which is the whole point of the people going to take over the wildlife refuge.
Yeah, although that particular piece of land, I think, at least according to one of the articles that I read, has actually been in government hands since the Mexican-American War, so they'd have to give it back to Mexico.
Well, the most recent acquisition was back in the 90s, where they started off with, here's a refuge, and then they slowly grew it by taking land from people.
Oh, they've been adding things. Okay,
yeah.
That wasn't in what I read, but I'm not saying it's not true. It may well be.
So we covered it fairly in-depth one night, where somebody had sent us a link with history going back 75 years with just one of the families that lives on land bordering this wildlife refuge.
Now, obviously, they want to beef up the amounts here because they're going to bring this up in court. They're going to say, these defendants caused $4 million worth of damage plus $2 million of FBI time plus, they're going to try to make this sound a lot worse than it probably actually was. Now, I want to make it clear, What I saw was a mess. There was a video that one of the guys took, I think his name was David Fry, one of the final four or five occupiers there, as he was walking through the inside of the facility, which is where many of them had camped out in the earlier days. They ended up moving outside toward the end, where they were camped out toward the front gate. But it was an absolute mess. I mean, that place was definitely trashed, and I'm sure they did not find it in that condition. So I think, to some extent, there's some truth to this, just the numbers I question. You can share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paidman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll free 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Uber crackdown has begun, with Uber Grandma being ticketed three times in one weekend.
Three times!
In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, just for driving people home safely. We'll give you the latest on that. Also, you can join us online, get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you need to buy stuff, you're probably going to shop at Amazon if you're shopping online. And if so, why not go through our affiliate link so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale? Go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can start your shopping there. It's the same great Amazon experience you're used to. It's just you're entering through Free Talk Live's affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut at shop.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you're telling us about the wildlife refuge, the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, that, of course, was occupied for more than 40 days.
Yes.
By there's an armed group of people. Now, more than two dozen of them have been arrested. Have been
25
charged.
Arrested plus one dead.
That's right. And the video, of course, came out, the video from inside the car where the man was killed by by Oregon State Police. So there's now two camera angles on that. The case continues to develop. And the latest is that the Federal Wildlife Refuge operators are saying it's going to cost upwards of $4 million.
$4 million more dollars. They've already spent nearly two.
Oh, okay. So then $6 million is what they're estimating could be the total cost.
The $6 million birds.
Of cleaning up the mess ostensibly left by the occupiers. And there's no doubt there was a mess. I did see the footage of at least a portion of the mess. And I was shocked. Like, it looked like, you know, like a pack rat kind of mess.
Yeah.
It looked like just living in filth kind of mess. And I couldn't live in a place like that, but apparently the occupiers were doing so, and they weren't cleaning up after themselves. They had apparently burst the pipes somewhere in the building, ended up having to dig a hole to defecate in outside. So it's a pretty ugly cleanup.
Did the pipes burst before the water was shut off, or as a result of shutting the water off?
I'm not clear.
I don't know, and my guess is it probably happened because the water was shut off, but of course the feds aren't going to admit that, yes, we caused the pipes to burst.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to blame everything on the people that were there. In response, however, Michael Arnold, that's the attorney for Amon Bundy,
who's the leader, if you will, of the group.
Right. He says that the government should not be using the protest as a blank check for unwarranted expenses. Specifically, he said, the protest should not be a government expenditure lottery ticket. I've only heard of one wall that was damaged in the whole set of buildings. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Agency says that they've spent $2.5 million to station more law enforcement officers at its western facilities because it feared the protest could spread beyond eastern Oregon. So this was while the thing was happening that they put the extra protesters. That represented the largest share of the more than $6 million spent by the agency. The figure also includes $1.7 million to restore the refuge itself and cost to relocate the 17 employees from the center because of the aforementioned threats. The occupation obviously has cost the federal taxpayers millions and millions of dollars.
Now, that's interesting. I just want to talk a little more about the idea of the threats. That's the first. This article is the first I've heard of these supposed threats against the employees. The
first I've heard as well.
Right. So when we were reading more about this while it was actually happening, the people who were involved, Amon Bundy and the folks who were, at the very least were the spokespeople, were making claims that this was a peaceful movement, that yes, they were armed, but that's just because they believe in their right to bear arms, that they weren't threatening anyone, that was not their intention. They just wanted to make a stand for what they consider to be issues that were important to them, their personal freedom or whatever it is, that, you know, taking their land back from the feds. I'm not really sure all of their personal issues with the federal government, but they definitely have some grievances.
Yes.
And they didn't do anything violent at any point. There's no real evidence of that. And so as far as these threats are concerned, that could simply be one federal agent calling in on an anonymous line to another federal agent and threatening them, right? Like, oh, hey, we need a reason to hire more or put more agents out. We need overtime. So let's call in a threat and threaten the employees who aren't even at the facility at the moment. And then we'll have the excuse to bring more FBI agents in. And then we can position them wherever we like. And everybody gets to collect big time overtime checks. I find it hard to believe that there was any real threat to anyone here.
And the Fish and Wildlife Service is also saying that they're having to spend a lot of money to restore the Native American artifacts that the occupiers were saying were in a horrible condition, and they were restoring because the feds weren't taking care of it.
Because remember,
we read the story where there's the claim about, oh, the Native American artifacts, and one of the occupiers was like, yeah, they were all covered in dust. We started trying to clean them up. So this entire thing, it just... To me, anyway, it seems like, you know, federal government and local governments are saying, all right, how much money do you want? All right, let's just write a big check. And, oh, yeah, there was that renovation that we needed to do a long time ago. We'll blame the protesters on that.
Right. So is that pretty much the story?
Yeah, that's pretty much the story.
I have not seen any other updates. I'm sure there have been, but I haven't been specifically looking for them. So if anybody wants to kind of update us on the legal status of the occupiers themselves, I suspect many of them are being held. I don't know if there's bail that has been offered on some or all of the cases.
There was, I think, one of the women was allowed to bail herself out or got out on some sort of PR sort of something, but she's not allowed to visit any of the people that were arrested and still remain incarcerated,
right,
including her husband. So she can't visit her husband or talk to her husband at all as part of her release.
That seems pretty unnecessarily restrictive.
Well, he is one of the co-defendants. Can't talk to any of the co-defendants. Doesn't matter that you're married to one of them.
Not talking to co-defendants is a very common bail condition, although I can't think of any time I've heard it applied to a husband and wife except when one of them was the victim of the crime.
Well, right, because isn't there some sort of special exemption for husbands and wives in that they can't testify against one another?
Husband and wives cannot be made to testify against each other in most states, and in some states... I'm told they cannot testify against each other. Although I have a hard time believing that, for example, in a spousal abuse case, a wife would not be able to testify against a husband who beat her. It's mainly designed as an exemption to allow husbands and wives to speak freely. So it also it doesn't cover what you saw. It only covers what what your spouse said to you.
It's referred to as spousal privilege.
Yeah.
And in some ways it's akin to attorney-client privilege, but at the same time it's not the same thing.
There is a new 6-count indictment. I'm just kind of looking for Malheur Wildlife Refuge updates here. Not that new. It's a couple weeks old. But a 6-count indictment unsealed, adding one more defendant and more charges in the armed takeover, which includes 26 people. 855-450 free. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-3733. The latest on the Uber crackdown that was promised in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is, of course, where the Uber civil disobedience has been going on since August of last year. The police announced a few weeks ago that they were going to be cracking down, and this weekend seemed to be the beginning of that. We'll tell you more about it. With you in studio, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And also want to let you know about ProXPN. If you're getting online and you're not protecting yourself, you're not taking steps to do that, well, ProXPN is a step you really should consider. It's pretty affordable, too. You can it's cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee, especially when you use our discount code, which is FTL50, gets you 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. And it gets you ProXPN's virtual private network that encrypts your data from your computer or mobile device. Whether you've got a Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux device, ProXPN can help you. In fact, if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Plus, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They take credit card and Bitcoin, so use code FTL50 and you'll get that 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. Get started at ProXPN.com right now. That's code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. Take back the privacy that is your right. You're certainly welcome to comment on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, the latest in that case. But I think we pretty much covered that. I don't know if there's much else to say.
No, there's not really anything else to say on that.
The interesting thing about that piece of activism, though, and is that although they got the whole nation talking, it seems like most people didn't know what they were talking about. I was disappointed in their communications and their public relations, because I think if they'd really gotten it out more, exactly what their grievances were, along with who was victimized by the federal government, in what way were they victimized by the federal government, I think they would have been able to garner some more sympathy.
Well, they definitely had a lot of media attention.
Right.
So I'm sure whoever their spokespeople were, one of them was ended up killed, Lavoie Finicum, was the guy that was shot to death. But, I mean, I suspect that in some of those interviews they explained, hey, we're mad that the federal government has been taking people's land for decades here, and this is our way of fighting back. It's just that I think a lot of that noise can get lost in the noise of the media coverage about these people have guns and they've taken over.
Yeah, well, and of course, sometimes the media, you say what you want to say to the media, and the media chooses not to write it down because they're not interested in reporting it. So that may well have been the problem, but it just seems to me like if they had a blog out there somewhere where they were posting every day and you could read their
words.
That's
a good point. They definitely didn't have that.
Yeah.
There was the one guy who had a video streaming that he was doing, but that wasn't any kind of, you know, a curated thing. He was just streaming hours and hours of video over time, and, you know, any kind of message would have been lost in, again, the noise of just random video of some guy moving earth around in a with construction equipment.
Yeah, and part of the issue is just they were all Westerners, so they talk very, very slowly, and
is
I could
right?
never get through their their videos.
So, yeah, I do agree with you. That would have, better communication would have been helpful. You can't rely on the media to effectively communicate your message for you, because you can sit down for an hour-long interview with, you know, some mainstream media publication, and if you're lucky, they'll use three sentences in the final cut of the two-minute-long package that they put together.
Yeah.
So even if you give your best information to them, they aren't guaranteed to rely or to relay that information in a reliable manner. So that's why at least now you can be the media. And for a long time at the refuge, they did have internet access. So there wasn't it wasn't like they could say, well, we can't get a word out because we've been cut off, because the feds really didn't cut them off until the very, very end. And then even then, they managed to get back on the air to some extent, because at the very end, they still managed to get a phone call out. I don't know if you remember the night of the final showdown between the feds and the occupiers. They were on the phone the whole time almost with Gavin Syme, who was not there, but in, I believe, Washington State, in his home studio. And he streamed that live over his YouTube channel. So they, at almost all times, did have the ability to do what you're talking about, Rich. They just didn't have the wherewithal or the experience in blogging. Not that you need that much experience. It's not hard to create a blog for yourself. You can just go to WordPress.com, and within 10 minutes, you can have your own blog set up. So there's really no reason why they shouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah. Well, something to keep in mind if any of our listeners ever decide to take over a wildlife refuge.
I think it's a terrible idea. I would
taking over wildlife refuges.
Yeah.
It's not the way to really get attention. The feds could have dealt with it very easily by just ignoring them, and they're no threat to anybody by being there.
Yeah, I wonder what would have happened. I mean, had the feds taken the we're just going to ignore these people route, which, of course, the feds aren't likely to take that route. They are likely to use we're going to use violence route, because that's pretty much the only tool they understand.
That's what they do.
Right. But if they were to do what you suggested and leave them alone, it would have been interesting to see how that shook out, right? I mean, they probably, I'm sure the employees of the wildlife refuge would have been frustrated that they couldn't go to their jobs. But besides that, there really wouldn't have been any serious impact. I highly doubt there's many visitors that come to the wildlife refuge during the middle of the wintertime. But I don't know. I've never been there before.
No clue.
Yeah. So you can share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. A little bit about the charges, I guess. According to the Oregonian, OregonLive.com, there's a new indictment that's been unsealed charging 26 people with federal conspiracy. It also charges 20 of the defendants with possessing firearms and dangerous weapons at the federal refuge, 9 with use and carry of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, 3 with theft of government property, and 2 with depredation of government property. The indictment alleges Kenneth Medenbach stole and used a 2012 Ford F-350 truck that belonged to the Fish and Wildlife Service, that John Ritzheimer and Ryan Bundy stole government cameras and related equipment during the course of the occupation, and Sean Anderson, who was one of the last 4 occupiers and an unnamed defendant, are accused of depredation of government property with their alleged excavation of an archaeological site considered sacred to the Burns Pout tribe, says
Sean Anderson is the husband of Sandy. She is the one that I had mentioned as part of the bail conditions is prohibited from speaking even to her husband.
Sean was the bigger guy of the final 4 occupiers who frequently was seen on the video feed threatening the federal agents, saying to people at one point, asking for backup to show up from the outside, and told them that if the feds try to get in your way, to shoot them in their shoot them where they stand or something like that. So that guy is going to have a real tough time defending that particular case. I mean, he was actually calling for violence towards the very end. But as far as the beginning of the occupation, it really wasn't a violent occupation. When there were dozens of people there, it was more of just kind of something that was happening. I never got the impression that they had at any point threatened any federal agents or anyone that that worked there. So that's sort of the latest in the case. You're welcome to join us here and share your thoughts at 855-453, how it's all going to end up. A number of the occupiers have gone ahead and pled not guilty at this point, and the case is developing. 855-453. Now, a little closer to home here in New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from, there has been the developing Uber controversy on the seacoast of New Hampshire since August of last year, when the Portsmouth City Council basically outlawed ride sharing. Now, they didn't quite make it illegal to do ride sharing, but what they did do was they made it so that ride sharing providers like Uber would have to jump through extra hoops, more so than what they would normally be willing to do in order to operate in the city of Portsmouth. And so that resulted in one of our friends of the show, Christopher David, who's a Free State Project early mover, creating a free Uber and starting to perform civil disobedience by giving people rides for Uber, even though the city said that it's illegal. And this weekend they began a crackdown on the Uber drivers. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
Gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Not sure where that one came from. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Now, with you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
So, the latest on the Uber controversy here in New Hampshire, where Uber drivers, including one who's lovingly called Uber Grandma, have been engaging in civil disobedience. This lady is a hero. It didn't start with Uber Grandma. It started with Christopher David, and we've had him on the show previously to talk about free Uber and the movement to set ride-sharing free, and actually to just set all transportation services free out in not just the seacoast, but all across the United States, around the world, in New Hampshire. But you got to focus at home first, and so that's what's been going on out on the seacoast of New Hampshire, where drivers for Uber have been risking ticketing, risking $500 and then $1,000 tickets. Your first ticket's $500, the second ticket, and every ticket thereafter is $1,000.
Can we refer to them as Ubermensch?
What does that mean in German?
Supermen. Supermen. Literally, Uber means super.
I don't think they would necessarily object, but the lady actually is really the hero in this particular case. Is there a Uber women?
You see, I don't know if the masculine includes the in feminine in German. In English, of course, supermen would include super women if there were super people of both genders, but I don't know if that would work for Germany.
Well, the real hero in this story has become Stephanie France. She's 64 years old. She's known as Uber Grandma. And
Uberfrau.
She never intended to be a civil disobedience hero. She didn't intend to be the face of the free Uber movement, but she became that when the government targeted her. She was the first person to receive a ticket for driving people home, usually drunk people, because, you know, it's people who use Uber, in a lot of cases, have been drinking in bars and things like that. They're young people. Uber's clientele tends to be, you know, 40s or under. Usually millennials tend to be the people that use Uber. And so, you know, you had a few drinks in the bar, you pop open your phone, you call for an Uber, and they take you home. And that's the way it should work. But unfortunately, the police have been getting involved and pulling people over and ticketing the drivers. And this weekend, they conducted what they called a two-night transportation services compliance detail over the weekend where 7 tickets were given to Uber drivers, and they even cited a taxi driver for failing to display a placard, according to Police Lieutenant Chris Cummings. This story from SeacoastOnline.com. Stephanie Franz, who's again known as Uber Grandma, was given 3 of the 8 tickets, bringing her total number of Uber-related citations to 7. And according to her posts on Facebook this weekend, that meant that she has now racked up over $7,000, so $7,500 or so in fines.
I thought it was 65.
Yeah, maybe she said
because
7,000.
The first one was 500, and each additional was 1,000.
Right. Okay, so close to $7,000 worth of fines so far in this case.
Does she have some sort of a fund that people can donate to for her defense?
Well, at this point, I think she thinks that Uber is going to cover the costs. Uber has provided an attorney.
That's what they had told her originally.
That's what they told her, but
nice.
I don't know if that meant that they were going to keep covering the costs if she kept racking up the tickets. I hope that that's what it means, but Uber can only handle so many thousands of dollars in ticketing before they just decide to shut down New Hampshire entirely, I would think. I mean, New Hampshire isn't the biggest marketplace for Uber. I don't know how much business they're doing on any given weekend. I'm sure it's more than a few thousand bucks, but nonetheless, I mean, $7,000 in fines from her, and then, what, there were another 4 other tickets that were handed out this weekend. So that's probably a couple grand right there, presuming those people that received those tickets were their first tickets. Stephanie's been the only person up until this weekend who has received these fines. She's easy to identify. The police know her. They know what vehicle she's driving, and so they've been targeting her. So they pulled her over 3 times this one weekend. Friday night, they did it twice. Saturday, they hit her once, I believe. And here's more from the story. Now, again, the fine is $500 for the first ticket, $1,000 for the second. Interim Police Chief David Mara said, quote, "No one disagrees that Uber is a great service, but the law applies to everyone, so we have to do equal enforcement." Cummings said 2 officers were assigned to the detail Friday and Saturday nights and were, quote, we're not targeting Uber, unquote. He said all transportation services providers were watched by the officers during the 2 nights, and 7 of the tickets for unregistered driving just happened to be driving for Uber, they said. The other
we're not targeting Uber, but they're the only ones not complying with our ordinance, so right. They're the only ones that are getting tickets, but we're not targeting Uber.
Well, they did give the 1 taxi driver a ticket for allegedly failing to display a placard as per the license requirements in Portsmouth. So that way they can see we did target this 1 taxi driver, so we're doing it fair and square out here. Everyone has to pay thousands of dollars to the city of Portsmouth to be able to operate.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. They want these drivers for Uber to go and register with the city government. They want them to pay a registration fee. They want them to submit their information to a background check to be run by the police department. And that's a different background check than the one that Uber runs. So when you apply to become an Uber driver, they run a background check on you. Rich, you attempted to do this, and you were denied
yes.
because of your felony for selling marijuana.
Yes.
I was not denied, even though I have a couple of misdemeanor convictions, because from Uber's perspective, my misdemeanor convictions were not violent misdemeanors, so therefore, who cares? You know, okay, you got a disorderly conduct charge 5 years ago. No big deal. You know, you're approved. But for the city of Portsmouth, if I had applied through Portsmouth, I would not have been approved by their process because they're a much more stringent check. They basically won't allow anyone with a misdemeanor in the last 7 years to be approved, any misdemeanor. So simple marijuana possession or whatever, no victim, no crime. Well, according to the city of Portsmouth, you can't drive someone from point A to point B.
Well, and the interesting thing about the city of Portsmouth's background check is that nobody really knows if their background check is more stringent than what Uber does as a whole or not, because they testified, and I don't think testify is the right word, but during one of the city council hearings where they were discussing one of these proposals, one member of the city council said, their thing is inadequate, meaning Uber's, but we don't know what all Uber checks for. So how do you know it's inadequate if you don't know what it checks for? How do you know that what you're doing at the city level is better than what Uber's doing if you don't know what Uber is doing?
Well, I think we do know that Uber's isn't as stringent as the city's.
But Uber also checks for everything across the entire country. Mm-hmm. What Uber checks for is only in New Hampshire. So you could you could rape and murder a million people in Massachusetts, and it's not going to show up on the background check that Portsmouth does, because that's not an offense that you got arrested and charged and went to court for in New Hampshire.
Huh. I'd be surprised about that.
I think if you manage to take out a million people in Massachusetts, people will know your name.
People will know your name, but it's not going to be on your New Hampshire criminal record check. It will be on your Massachusetts records.
I'm pretty sure they tie all that stuff in together in a national database. So I don't know if that's
they were saying that they check stuff in New Hampshire. One of the people that got or attempted to get the background check said that it only covers stuff in New Hampshire. Hmm. The Uber background check covers stuff nationwide.
Hmm. Right.
But again, nobody in Portsmouth knows what's on the Uber background check, so they don't know if it's a better or worse.
Well, either way, the city government wants you to jump through their hoops, not just pass Uber, even though Uber thinks you're safe to drive. And by the way, it seems to me that the most important thing when it comes to checking on someone is, are they a dangerous driver?
Yes.
And that's one of the things that Uber certainly looks into. They don't want to be putting people in cars with drivers who are not safe.
But it's okay to drive a school bus. Or even drive one of the city buses. No background checks for people in Portsmouth that drive a bus.
She actually used to drive a bus.
No
Stephanie
background
Prince.
Checks for people that drive limos.
She was a school bus driver at one point, and now she's been driving for Uber. She's called Uber Grandma. She was ticketed 3 times this weekend, referencing news over the weekend that Uber is objecting to a proposal to fingerprint its drivers working at airports. The police chief said that Uber always says that's not in our business plan. But as a law enforcement agency, he said, letting them break the law is not in our business plan, says the police chief. If the taxi drivers have to follow the law, then Uber has to follow the law. And, of course, the solution here is what some, very few, but some cities have done around the country, is to get rid of all of the regulations when it comes to people driving other people somewhere.
Repeal the law and let everybody have an even playing field.
Right. And if you want to have a taxi company that certifies that your drivers have an absolutely clean slate, no criminal convictions whatsoever, and there's certain scared riders out there that want to make sure they're dealing with the best of the best drivers, then advertise that and compete. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about what Uber Grandma had to say in moments.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.